So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time here on Talk Radio 1210. Boy, I saw some great logos on Twitter. That's a side question today. At 1:15, we're going to talk with the Equitable Grading guy. But boy, somebody fired up DMing me on Twitter. Are you kidding me? In what universe? Here's their metric that I said the Stones were a better band than the Beatles. How many people are doing Stones cover songs, he says, and how many are doing Beatles? You know what all that tells you? It tells you it's much easier to do Beatles cover songs. How many people can do the Stones classics? They're longer, it takes more involved, etc. Cover. So I would assume the Beatles have more cover songs done than possibly any group. Who knows if anybody ever, you know, saw that. But we might be onto the gravy sauce thing here. Which band's better? I think people will say reflexively Beatles, but the Stones are much, much better as far as actual gravitas, I think. Is this President Trump speaking from the White House? I guess this is earlier today. No, that's the earlier one. All right, the American Experience. We're waiting for him to speak for the White House on John Bolton. I stand by what I said, though. We'll see what people, you can hit me on Twitter or wherever. Which is the better band, Stones or Beatles? Okay. Here's what the FBI is dropping that the New York Times says is an outrage. They say it's part of a broader effort to shift the agency's focus from tracking national security threats to fighting crime. Well, I would translate that to say we want the FBI to be more involved with fighting crime, and that sounds like the deep state to me, where the New York Times is going. So they're going to cut down on training. Now, I'm not on board with that. That's something they ought to reconsider. But the FBI is no longer to be an agent, I guess a full-fledged agent, going to require that you have a college degree. No longer will they require the college degree, in the outrage of the New York Times. So the question is, to be an FBI agent, do you need a college degree? Now, I know enough to know that some FBI agents, I think Brian Fitzpatrick could have been one of them, might be involved in things that involve accounting practices or something. Well, you know, that's what you have specialists for. If the FBI is doing something forensically and they're doing this, that, and the other, then yeah, I could see certain groups would have expertise, college graduation, whatever, in that field. But as a broad principle, does an FBI agent have to have a college degree? And I'd say no, they don't. This is another fraudulent thing, and this is a pushback against elitism to actually get people that might be great in the FBI. Why is that the hurdle? Now, remember, that used to be even, I'm not sure anymore with Odyssey. I have to check. When I started with CBS Talk Radio, And then I'm not sure about WWDB. I don't think they required a college degree to be a salesperson. They just said, you got to be a great seller. Get out there and sell. And boy, did they have any number of them. CBS did. And then I think Entercom and now Odyssey, one company name change. I do think they had it a long time. I'm not sure if they still do. So why did they have that? That's a hurdle. Shows you can stick to it, do something like that. That's what the theory was. We're moving away from the era of having to have a college degree for everything that does not necessarily demand a college degree. So this is another example. Does the FBI seem like an organization where you have to have a college degree? And the answer should be no, I would think. All right, 855-839-1210. Here's a little bit more of Madeline Dean. I played you the first thing. She was on MSNBC last night going after Trump, Washington crime. All right, President Trump is going to talk here in a moment. We'll go to that. And then we have a special guest coming up. I think he's going to talk about John Bolton. The raid was not only on Bolton's home, it was on his office early this morning, even though it was 7 a.m. That's kind of a polite thing. Here is the president.
Much. From the White House. Have a very big announcement to make today. You all know Johnny. He came all the way from Italy, the beautiful country of Italy, to be with us. And
Italy.
Just got off the plane, and he's a hardworking guy, does a phenomenal job with FIFA. Nobody like him. I'm delighted to welcome FIFA President Gianni Infantino back to the White House for a major announcement about one of the most anticipated competitions in all of sports, the 2026, and this is a big deal, I'll tell you. I was so happy to get it. The 2026 FIFA World Cup.
Okay, Embry, with all due respect to the soccer aficionados, not. I'm getting out of this. Just monitor them.
Okay.
Because they're going to ask him some questions, and that's when they get into Bolton after the FIFA thing. This is a little, this is a little soccer thing put up here, but it'll be, and you know, you can always tell Trump is wearing a hat that says Trump was right about everything. When he wears that hat, there's going to be a lot of media questions coming up here after FIFA. All right.
These are the most corrupt people I think he's met with as president. The FIFA people.
Oh, God. Yeah, the stuff that they're engaged in, they're worse than the Olympics, I think.
Ugh.
All right, 855-8-Johnny from Italy. 855-839-1210. Here is Madeline Dean, part two from last night, calling it grotesque what Trump's doing. I think she says it twice. And asking, hey, what about January 6th?
Well, what we have to do is continue to message alongside our governors and our mayors. I know that Governor Josh Shapiro has been speaking out about some of the stunts and things that the president is doing, whether it's mail-in ballots, you know, the power that he does not have, he constitutionally does not have. But we have seen this president grab power, and we've seen some courts turn a blind eye to it. But we in Congress, and I have to tell you, in the Democratic caucus, we are out there and we are pointing out the grotesque unconstitutionality of this, the grotesque ignorance as to how do you actually handle crime in a city. If the president were interested, what would he do? He'd say to the mayor, he'd say to the police commissioner, he'd say to the municipal police department, how can I partner with you? Not put $150 billion into ICE. And the border and paint walls black to make them more cruel and harmful.
How's a wall cruel, lady?
You mentioned in the opening, January the 6th. Isn't it ironic? And don't people think about the sickness of this president calling in federal agents in California, in Los Angeles, and now in D.C.? I was there on January the 6th.
All right. So, yes, Madeline, you were there. You weren't in your million-dollar homes at the shore and here. And then she ends this by discussing congressional redistricting and her town hall out there in Montgomery County. Cut C.
Well, I would never have thought I'd say this, but California is doing the right thing. You do have to fight fire with fire. I like Molly's expression that it's an arms race. You don't sit home as your neighbor nukes up. You just have to actually respond. I never would have thought I would have said that. But all of this reflects something else that was revealed in my town hall last night. As I said, more than 120 seniors, what they're concerned about. and what they think about. They are worried about the future. They are worried. And what has happened? The Republicans can't sell the stuff they're passing. The big, ugly bill was really the substance of my town hall, question after question about Medicaid, about gerrymandering, about redistricting, about the Supreme Court, and should they have term limits. All of these things, an evolution of people. And what is it? It's because the Republicans can't sell the ideas that they actually, like lemmings, passed into law.
We'll see about that, lady. we can sell it like your husband selling bicycles in the communist Chinese that even the Philadelphia Inquirer thinks was sketchy at best when you ran. And that's where a lot of your fortune's from, Madeline. Okay, coming up, we're headed back to school. And there are two groups out there engaged in stuff that is just remarkable. One is a bunch of billionaires who are bringing back woke math, headed by Bill Gates. And in this math, the basic thing are all racial and gender fluidity themes. Yeah, in math. And the idea is that math is not about the numbers, not about certitude. That's racist. We're also going to talk with a guy who's on another track, which is so-called equitable grading. How do we get equity in grading? Well, you don't. Some people work harder and or are smarter than others, and they get a better grade or a combination of those things, right? When are we going to have equity in the NFL? You know, they try to do that I don't like, a draft, and you can only spend a certain amount of money. So we'll talk with one of the guys really charting this whole thing. But picture billionaires backing this woke math coming to schools as the Trump administration pushes back. And when President Trump meets with the media here, we'll take some of that. A lot of it's going to be on Bolton. All right, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and almost 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. And if you think this is just a cosmetic problem, think again. Varicose or spider veins, if left untreated, can lead to swollen or discolored legs, cramping, the inability to stand or walk, neuropathy, even worse, blood clots, which can travel to other parts of your body. But here's the good news. Advanced Medical Vein Treatment Centers offers plans that treat and cure the condition, not just cover up. Grab your phone, take down this number, and call 800-597-7992. That's 800-597-7992. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information on how you can live your life to the fullest again. Walk, exercise, sleep well. Your vein problems will not go away on their own, and in time can lead to major health issues. Call Advanced Medical Vein today for free information on fast and easy solutions that are covered by most insurance plans, Medicare included. Call 800-597-7992. That's 800-597-7992.
today.
It's the perfect time to get inside a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota. Right now during the national sales event, lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $259 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get rates as low as 3.75 for 48 months. Or check out the new 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and lease for $499 a month for 36 months. Or finance at 5.99% for 60 months. Visit us online at TriCountyToyota.com to see more.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Celebrate the art of relaxation during the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Anniversary Sale, August 8th through Labor Day. Save up to $5,000 on in-stock luxury hot tubs from Hot Spring and Caldera with additional savings for immediate delivery. Experience endless pool swim spas and swim all year round, starting at just $170 a month. Enjoy 50% off all endless pool accessories and save up to $2,000 on the only automated cover by Kovana, the ultimate in spa elegance. Visit SpringDanceHotTubs.com for details. Financing available with approved credit. See stores for details.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Free speech lives here.
The Dom Giordano Program.
On Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Yeah, keep it going. Equitable grading. Beautifully played. We'll take care of that. You don't need to know anything. That means you have to be treated equally. You don't have any knowledge? Lower the standards. Dom Giordano's show. I'm not sure if our guest Adam Tyner has seen this, but another form of it is adaptive testing. Jersey is going to be doing this now, the SATs. In other words, if you're flowing along, say the SATs, as I understand it, doing really well, the next bunch of questions after that section are harder.
Oh, man.
If you're messing up, they're easier.
Oh.
Yeah. We have to balance things out here.
Where was that in the math section, the SAT, when I needed
it? Yeah, exactly right. You remember your SAT score?
12-10.
It was 12-10?
Yeah,
oh, I don't even know what that means anymore because the old days versus when you took it, I'm not sure it got all
it
messed
went,
up.
It yet. Went back. It was 1,600 originally. It went to 2,400 when I was early in high school. And then by the time I took it,
it
went
was
back
still
to
1,600.
It went back to 1,600.
But this is a generation that doesn't drink, so I got to take that into account.
I drink, believe me.
Adam Tyner, PhD, National Research Director at the Thomas Edison Institute.
Fordham.
At Fordham. Oh, yeah, yeah. But this board, we need a better, bigger board here. I'm sorry. All right, let's go to Adam. Hey, Dr. Adam, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining it.
Great to be with you guys.
So just for full knowledge, I'm a former teacher who got into this right from the teaching profession because of unusual things I was doing. And as we begin the school year, doctor, I have your full report in front of us about equitable grading, how teachers feel about it. We're going to ask how you feel about it. I'm also looking at a story where Bill Gates and others are spending an awful lot of money for what I guess we would call equity math. Some are calling it woke math, where the gender and racial lessons are the star versus the actual math. So what is equitable grading in your estimation? What does it mean?
Well, their grading has been debated for a long time, like the best way to grade students. But in the last few years, we've had some folks who have tied a particular set of reforms to the idea of equity. And they've said that this kind of grading makes grading more equitable. And they are actually identifying, they're basing this on a real problem, which is that grading isn't always fair. It's not always consistent. It's not always accurate. And in fact, researchers have found systemic biases against some groups of students. And so it's a fair point to say, let's make sure that grading is really reflecting student performance and student learning. And there's some real things that can combat that. Unfortunately, I think the equitable grading movement has focused on some really controversial ideas that we've seen popping up around the country and stirring controversy in different places, such as eliminating zeros. So students, even if they don't turn something in, they still get 50% credit, or eliminating all graded homework, or getting rid of all deadlines so that you can turn in things whenever you want and there's never a late penalty. And those types of changes to grading are really just lowering standards and expectations for students. They're not really helping, you know, any particular group of students. I mean, I guess, you know, the argument they might make is like, if a student's experiencing homelessness and they don't have a quiet place to do their homework, then it's not fair to grade their homework. But the idea of applying that to all students as a rule, which is what's happening in a lot of places, is the district adopts a policy and just says, now you can't grade homework or now you can't grade participation. That's just really not the right solution, that kind of top-down thing that removes the tools that teachers use to hold students accountable.
I couldn't agree. A couple of points on that. One, when I was teaching, I'm sure you'd say the same thing, and you know teachers, if they're aware someone is home. I had a woman when I was teaching community college, a doctor, who was an A student. Suddenly, she took a job, and she had, you know, it was a big bump up or hours or something, and it made her, before my class, unable to sleep for more than an hour or two. And I told her, we had like 4 weeks left or something. She was going to drop. If you just showed up and sat up in your desk and your desk didn't hit your head on the desk, I know what you are. I'm going to accommodate for that, you know, mm-hmm. because of what's happened here. So it's crazy. If I knew and you knew someone's homeless and the homework situation, all we move heaven and earth to figure out a way to help them. Here's the language, though, in your report. An assertion that punctuality is a feature of white supremacy. How are we ever going to get kids to make it and be in an environment if they're coached up to say, I mean, this is as bad as acting white, that type of thing. To say this, punctuality is just white supremacy.
You're right. I mean, that's obviously a very fringe notion. Unfortunately, I think in the last few years, we're starting to see kind of some backlash to it. But culturally, there were those kind of ideas did pervade some institutions, especially the education establishment. Some, and I shouldn't say pervade as if most teachers think that kind of thing. But like those ideas were around. And I think that's part of the reason why we saw the move to call this grading for equity, as opposed to just reforming grading in some other ways, because if you put the word equity with it, there were a lot of people who would just get on board kind of regardless of what the content of it was. And I think people are starting to realize that this isn't really equitable. This isn't really helping students to succeed. And this, what we did in this report was we surveyed teachers, because I had my opinions about this, and I wrote about it in a policy paper that you can find at FordhamInstitute.org about my kind of views of the research on this and reasons why I thought schools should be careful about adopting these kinds of policies. But we didn't really know how widespread it was or what teachers thought of it. And so we ran this new survey with the RAND Corporation, where we have a nationally representative sample of teachers, and got their views of it. And what we found is that teachers tend to share this skepticism. The majority of the controversial things we asked about, getting rid of deadlines, getting rid of homework, that 50% rule where you give students 50% even if they don't turn in anything, those are generally looked at skeptically by teachers. And in some cases, teachers overwhelmingly hate them, like that 50% rule. 81% of teachers said that that was harmful to student engagement. Only 8% of teachers stuck up for it. So this is something that I think that some elites and, you know, some education schools and some people who provide professional development in districts have tended to think was a good thing. And I think some administrators are sympathetic to it because they don't have a lot of incentive to promote learning as much as they do to promote student passing. And so even though most administrators want to promote student learning, they're not really held accountable for that.
That's
if a
right.
student isn't going to pass a class, that's going to create more paperwork or it's going to make their school look bad. And so holding the line on standards and accountability and making sure students are really learning something is not, they don't have a lot of incentive to do that. And so they're looking for ways to help that student who's on at the margin pass the class, even if they haven't learned enough that they would have passed it in years prior. And I think this is kind of a part of that.
Absolutely. We're talking with Dr. Adam Tyner. Dr. Tu, I knew this was coming. I've written about it, talked about it. I do a podcast in addition to General Talk Radio. But your survey, national survey, finding one jumped out at me. About half of teachers say their school or district has adopted at least one equitable grading policy. That ought to chill everybody. I thought it was maybe 1 out of 10, 1 out of 15, something like that. But half?
So about half of them are doing at least one of the policies we asked about. And we asked about all of these kind of controversial policies,
right.
Not the ones I was talking about that I think would really help solve the equity
right.
problems, like anonymous grading, for example. That would be a useful thing for teachers to employ in many cases, or using grading rubrics can be helpful for making sure you're grading students fairly and there's transparency. We were asking not about those. We were asking about these more controversial ones, such as getting rid of homework, the 50% rule, getting rid of deadlines. And it's about half of the teachers who say that they're district has had some kind, their school or district has some kind of one of those policies, but it is a small fringe that's adopting all of them. For example, of ones that had four or five of the policies, it's just 6% of schools,
right.
of teachers who say that they have like four or five of these controversial policies. So a lot of schools are experimenting with one of these, but not very many are like doing the whole
right.
kind of equity grading program.
Right. So what should parents, grandparents, and others be aware of as we head back to school? Do they put these out in policy papers, or do you just have to catch on and wait and see what's happening? In other words, do they give knowledge, hey, this year we're going to be doing X across the school?
In some cases they do, and in some cases they don't. This
okay.
has been a controversial thing in some school board meetings around the country, and in where they've tried to implement some of this stuff, and sometimes teachers or parents are pushing back on it. In other cases, they just kind of change the rules, and it's hard to know. So I would say asking your teacher what about the way that they do grading in the school would be good. And I think the other really important thing for parents to think about is how much grade inflation there's been in the last few decades, and that if your child is bringing home A's and B's, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're doing outstanding at school. There are some students out there who are getting all A's and B's and are really struggling, and parents don't realize it because they think that their student is their child's getting better grades than they
right.
used to get.
Exactly.
But back then, there was a different set of grades.
Well, I have a remedy, Dr.
Yeah.
Adam. Have you ever heard E.D. Hirsch? Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, with the I've given out and told parents to buy his books. I'm not sure if he's deceased or not. That
he's not. He's still
alive.
Kicking. He's still putting out books. He's put out stuff for us over the years as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, well, he's got a good guideline. What every child should know by the end of first grade. And if you see your kid has mm-hmm. all A's and you asked him three or four things from there and he went, "What are you talking about?" Might be what
yeah.
Exactly what you're talking about here.
Another thing to look at, I totally agree with you, Dom. Another thing you might look at is just look at their scores at the end of the year on the test.
Sure.
Because a lot of parents discount those. They say, oh, well, the teacher says they're doing fine. And, the fact that they are, below basic or they have this really low level on the test, the teacher says not to worry about that. I think parents need to really look at that. And if there's a disparity between what the teacher's saying and what the test score's saying, you need more investigation. Because a lot of parents, they really trust the grades, but it's hard to trust grades now because so many students are getting high grades. I think I read a survey of teachers that 90% a study of parents, I said 90% of parents believe their child is learning on grade level. But when you actually look at the data, it's somewhere between 25 and 50% who actually are. So there's a bunch of parents who aren't intervening and aren't helping their kid because they think they're doing fine, but they're really not.
I taught how to take the SATs with one of our sponsors now, Adam, way back when. And these kids were shocked. I can remember it. And they would say, well, I'm getting A's and B's. And my summation, particularly in the Philadelphia public schools, was you're a nice kid, you're polite, and you basically do your homework. That's at least a B in a lot of classes. That's a B right there, no matter what. Now, if you do decently on the test, that might tend toward an A. That's the way it works.
No, there's no question. Grade inflation has reached a kind of tipping point in America. ACT had data that came out last year, I think, where they had the highest GPA on record, but the lowest ACT scores on record. So, you know, this is just clear evidence that students are getting a lot of grades that they would not have earned in earlier years. And I think parents really need to be aware of it because they're the ones who might be the ones to intervene and really help their kid, know that they need some help in, you know, in English or in math or something. And they may not be getting a straight story from their kid's grades.
You're a real find for us. We'll have you back. Where do we find your work or on Twitter? Where do we find Adam Tyner?
You can find the report that we wrote that was based on the teacher survey that we did at FordhamInstitute.org. You can find information about me or contact me if you have any experience with this stuff or are interested in. I'm happy to engage with you. And also other work that we've done. We have our own podcast. We have our own blog. We put out a new research report every month. So FordhamInstitute.org is where to go to get all of that information.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend, Adam. Thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Henry, thanks for digging him out. Another guy we'll put in our Rolodex. We still keep Rolodecti or whatever it is. So President Trump, while this is going on, has been talking to the Italian corrupt FIFA. I love that. The FIFA, what's their logo? Money in the back pocket there? my God.
Guess Trump, it's just got to be the trophy.
Trump going all down to town with his soccer. Someone said, soccer, that's the thing. He hasn't spoken on Bolton yet, though. He's taking questions, holding up the FIFA, right?
Yeah, he's touched on crime a little bit, as far as Bolton goes, no. It's been FIFA and D.C.
And Christy Nome is kicking a soccer ball on the side here. It's another Italian-looking guy now talking about soccer. Go figure. Okay. All right. Wasted time. 855-8390. At least he didn't call it football or football.
Oh, boy.
One of them probably did.
Yeah, 100%.
I just resent that. Yeah, 100% there. God, there's so many logos and stuff in here and maps. I can't even tell what's going on. Just that the 2026 World Cup is a big deal. I just see more traffic here in Philadelphia. People in bars saying, why isn't soccer our national sport? It has not been, it is not, and it will not be. Our national sport.
It's fun every 4 years to care about soccer and then not care about it for another 4 years.
That's a mixed attitude.
That's the beauty of it, yeah.
Okay, so you heard about equitable, because as soon as you hear the equitable, it means the outcomes are going to be determined here. Bill Gates surfaces again when he's not trying to blot out the sun, weaken the sun, Tom, just weaken it a little bit. Then he's with this woke math stuff that basically says, here's one math problem. I just turned to it. Imagine you're a Cambodian refugee and you get some math problem that's loaded with pros. Maybe you're very good at the figures level, the calculating part, the mathematical part. Such students are placed at a disadvantage. Okay. A decade ago, officials removed algebra from middle school in San Francisco, arguing the change would give Black and Latino students who were underrepresented in the math class more time to prepare while avoiding them in lower-level tracks. They observed that kids wanting their children to take Algebra 1 in 8th grade shied away from public to private schools, etc. Always an excuse. Bill Gates, again, involved equitable grading coming our way. You heard what he said. At least one element of this, half of teachers surveyed said, is going on. Okay. Jeff Van Drew here at 2 o'clock. We haven't spoken with him in a while. And at 2:30, our person in the ring, Linda Kearns, with us to talk about Pennsylvania now rejecting turning over to the Trump administration, DOJ, I guess it is, voter records. What could go bad things happen in Philadelphia? If I were mayor That'd be my first action coming off Trump. That would kill him. You know how Henry Michette, mayor, is at the Four Corners. They put that sign up. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Philadelphia. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. All right. Logo, not bad. We're looking for that all-time logo coming off Cracker Barrel. And I had two other good ones, too. There's a bald event tomorrow in Philadelphia that we may get to. And I haven't gotten off that. I'm looking for the right guess. A lot of action yesterday. Why are young Republicans down 17% in drinking? Only 3% of Democrats are drinking less. The best answer, Henry had several theories yesterday. Your number one of other people hitting me and what I read yesterday, it's marijuana versus drinking is a big, big cause of this. The sociability of it versus the other. Yeah. That's what's doing it. But the others were true, too. The cost, et cetera.
Everyone's on dope.
I mean, I have a string. We're going to be at the shore. I'm going to be on some days this coming week, but I have a string of that great phrase in the English language, BYOB, lined up for the shore. I almost can't go to a restaurant that's not BYOB. What are you talking about?
It's very nice. It really is.
Oh, God, yes.
Drink prices have gotten out of hand.
Yeah, you start to flow, and you look at me over here. Hold that glass up somewhere.
Give me a thing of ice here. Keep this chilled.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. 8-5... Okay, here's Bolton.
I saw that just like everybody else. I try and stay out of that stuff. I'm allowed to be, and I'm chief law enforcement officer, believe it or not. You know, I don't like to go around saying that, but I am. That's the position. But I purposely don't want to really get involved in it. I'm not a fan of John Bolton. I thought he was a sleazebag, actually. And he's suffers major Trump derangement syndrome, so do a lot of people, and they're not being affected by anything we do. I don't know anything about it. I just saw that. I'll find out about it. But if you believe the news, which I do, I guess his house was raided today. But my house was raided also, called Mar-a-Lago. They went through everything they could, including my young son's room and my wife's area. They went through her drawers, as the expression goes.
Her drawers?
They went through everything you can imagine. And when she came back, she looked, she said... She's very neat, you know, she's meticulous, and she looked and she said, "Woo, this wasn't the way that she had it." So, you know, so I know the feeling. It's not a good feeling. Thank you.
Mr. President, how long will you give Putin?
A couple of weeks. We're going to figure it out.
Okay, there's the Bolton commentary, and I think that was spot on. The drawers was a nice touch and everything else there, President Trump. All right, 855. I'll ask Jeff Andrew about that at 2 o'clock and a bunch of other stuff to catch up. Linda Kearns, 2:30, Dom's Money Melody. And the winner of the week, you got to get in with that today. This is the logo thing is working pretty well. 855-839-1210. We need that killer logo, though, one that we have forgotten that just pops. I think the all-time is Nike. At least for our sensibilities here.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got to be Nike. Well, Dr. Benz, I'm not sure if we have a logo. I have the Dr. Benz wear. Soon we'll have the fall collection, I'm told, and the winter collection. I like a nice parka with Dr. Benz across it. But I wear them, if you notice, on YouTube. You're watching on YouTube. I wear all the I'd like to be like those race car drivers. Benz over here, the Martin Company, the N3 Oceanic. But Dr. Benz is a friend and a brilliant board-certified prosthodontist. I'm thrilled to give you news, though, of an expansion. Dr. Benz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe you're even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist and you can use some backup, it's all good for all of you on complicated cases, Dr. Benz, and we'll have more people involved now. Benz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Benz for 10 years, always happy what he and his team have done for me, and I've told you in great detail my oral health. Get on the road to that same great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Just call and schedule that appointment now at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Get the initial look-see, meet Dr. Benz, or visit BenzDentalGroup.com. BENTZDentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, President Trump has just promised to get rid of the rats in Washington, too. We got a lot of rats here, the grass, the rats, crime down, and FIFA and the soccer guy there. All right, let me know, Henry, if there's anything else we should dip into. What he said about Bolton is pretty much spot on. That's the best way to handle this. The biggest panic the media is trying to cause now and turn against Republicans, the Eagles-Dallas game. Oh, my God, what it's going to be like. They're talking with Malcolm Quinada, who says 6 hours to wait for Uber. That's what will be involved. They talk about how disgusting this is. People can't even enjoy a football game because of these Senate Republicans. And meanwhile, the Delaware Valley Journal says in January 2025, average daily ridership was 705,000 unlinked passenger trips. Just 72% of the January 2019 levels. Service runs at about 88% of pre-COVID levels. So it's not COVID. They're down, and they're going to continue to be down. They're unsafe. You have the fare evader stuff. They're unclean. And that's all Republicans are trying to do. They're trying to make SEPTA great again. Well, it's never been great. They're trying to make SEPTA. We need another longer. Not as bad as it has been.
Respectable.
Well, that's even too much of a goal. Oh, I have to go with not as bad as it's been. Respectable. What would be your metric? So, yeah, that's better than the goal here. Okay. 855-839-1210. That will get you on board. Did I play my third Madeline Dean? Yeah, the redistricting and how you got to nuke them. Again, I marvel each and every day. How is there not even a contest in Montgomery County against this woman? How does Mary Gay Scanlon not even care who's running against her? The Houlihan. What has happened to suburban Philadelphia? And remember how important that is when we get to statewide elections and the presidential election. All right, let's go to Carol in Somerton. Carol's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Carol, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Good, Carol.
I just thought about the MGM lion. When you heard that roar, you knew you were in for a good movie following.
That's a pretty good logo. Yep. It's a logo come alive, and it's also a logo. We'll put you down for that.
Might be the only logo you hear.
That's true. Yes. So a logo is incredibly important to drive business. And sometimes it's just the designers, the people that create it, that are in love with it themselves. And I think that's what's happening with Cracker Barrel. Mixed in, there's a little bit of PC stuff going on. I have in front of me, and this came out from the Democrat playbook. It is called the Blue Blacklist. There are six categories that Democrats should avoid. Don't sound extreme, divisive, elitist, Afika's story, Enforcers of Wokeness. Now, here are some of the terms that are blacklisted. Do not use these. Privilege. You don't even have to say white privilege. What privilege is even worse. We know you mean white. Dialoguing, triggering, othering, microaggression, holding space, body shaming, subverting norms, systems of oppression, cultural appropriation, Overton window. I'm not even sure what the Overton window is. Are you? We'll have to Google that one. Do you have that, Kirk? I see you reaching for the mic. Overton window?
No.
It's a range of subjects and arguments politically acceptable to the mainstream population at a given time.
Ah.
It's also known as the window of discourse.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
We're outside the Overton window.
Yep.
Food insecurity, housing insecurity, person who immigrated, birthing person, cisgender, dead naming. Uh-oh, there you go. You don't want to be a dead namer. Heteronormative, patriarchy, LGBTQIA+, BIPOC, allyship, incarcerated people, criminals, involuntary confinement. And guess who's in town today? I heard it on WIP. Hugh Douglas apparently is going over there. He's not partaking, but he's going over there to see it. He has a thing about what are these people about. The fur people. People that want to be animal creatures.
Furries.
The furries. And the only problem I have with it, as an adult, you can certainly do weird stuff. That's fine. They do it in schools where kids say they're furries, so they had certain bathrooms set aside, apparently, that were like litter boxes. I mean, you know, we're not going to have litter boxes in school. The furries of kids in school. Adults, one thing. In public schools, how do you accommodate furries? Well, the answer is you really shouldn't. I mean, this is...
I would hate to sit behind, like, someone in math class just wearing a giant, like, fox costume.
Yeah, exactly. You might want to Google it. I didn't hear where the convention is. Is that at the Pennsylvania Convention Center? I do know this. Coming in today, I was a little bit later for a couple of reasons. I noticed the Rocky statue. Two of them. One at the base. This was around 11:05. There were 11 o'clock, just on a Friday, it's not a weekend, 25 people. The upper base, as I'm driving by, the Rocky on the upper level had about 30. And across the streets, just waiting, you know, ready to put their foot out and race across the street. On the traffic island were over 150 tourists. Mm-hmm. My bet is a lot of them are going to go to one of those two or both of them.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie Farr, who won't come on the show, an out-of-towner writing for the Philadelphia Inquirer. What do you say to these people? Well, we could put anything up there and they would come to it. No. They're coming here for Rocky. They can't get enough of that. Why is that a bad look for the city? You don't like Trump. You don't like Stallone because he likes Trump. Is there too much Rocky in Philadelphia? 11 o'clock in an afternoon, weekday afternoon. Come on. Now, I'm not saying around the clock people are there, but it is a huge attraction. Well, why don't they go over to the Liberty Bell? All right, maybe they make their way over there. Does Stephanie Farr have a list from the Inquirer of where a tourist must go? Otherwise, there's something wrong with them. All right, 855. Oh, I see the winner. Look at line 7, Emory. I don't know if it says it to you. No.
You know what? Maybe.
Maybe. Although the Earl of Tacony, we should have taken
off.
He's
got another strong one, too, as well.
Yeah. But I'm looking at 7.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt it to go to next, see what people think. That's coming up. 855-839-1210. AT&T, Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. Hey, good for the kid. Good for a kid in college. But, you know, there's something with Penn State and the taxpayer aspect of this, I guess. The quarterback of the Aller, right?
Drew Aller, yeah.
Yeah, Aller last year was pretty good. He's controversial. Will he be picked high or not? Just saw a report that came down. He is going to make at least $3 million for his final season in college.
Oh, yeah.
Under the NIL money. And we talked about this before, and it's good for the players, but the amount that's being paid there and the amount that Penn State takes in taxpayer money. There's something a bit askew there, but Lawmakers don't care about Penn State because they want to be on the 50-yard line. $3 million, oh, wow. So this is working. Why not stay an extra year in college, particularly if you're borderline NFL?
That's going to be the rumor with Arch Manning.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
He's the highest earner in college football. He gets $6.8 million. So what's the rush for him to whisk off if some bad team's going to pick him first?
And here's
overall.
The thing that I don't like. The former head coach of Alabama is friendly with President Trump, and apparently they're cooking up some way to stop this. And that's embarrassing. I don't care if they make that amount of money. I just don't think taxpayers should be subsidizing Penn State in the manner that we do. Mm-hmm. But as far as the player, why would Trump think there's something wrong with that? I don't.
Because Nick Saban says
Nick
so.
Saban
Nick
says
Saban
it.
Says
right.
goes.
Right, yeah. But he was okay with taking $8 to $10 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. I don't mean to start this Friday weekend off on a bad foot, but did I hear that your Eagles are going to have male cheerleaders now?
Oh, yeah. They're doubling the number.
Oh, God.
Well, Joe, wait a minute. You got an upper hand here, Joe. I got to give it to you. The only ones.
I know, but I'm not going to exploit it.
I will exploit it in your honor. The only ones that don't have male cheerleaders that I'm aware of at this point are your Dallas Cowboys.
And this is going to give me so much enjoyment this fall with my boys every Sunday.
Oh, God.
No matter what. I mean, I got my oldest son rooting a second-string quarterback right now in the preseason. He is so pumped up. I'm going to take full advantage of this.
By every other metric, you're one of the greatest guys we've ever met. But I got to say, the hammer comes down to the next mulligans on you for the Dallas. Wait a minute. Who's worse, Joe and the Dallas love, or Amory Muldoon, who is just spectacular, but she's been to Springsteen 45 times?
Oh.
That's a tough one. I know where Dan would go. With the Springsteen.
I'm going Dallas, yeah.
I'm going Dallas.
Get that star out of it.
I'm going Dallas.
I'm cringing right now because I'm guilty of both.
Oh, no, Joe.
I'm guilty of both. And Dom, you got to pay attention on the chat to Suze's recommendation for the probably one of the best side questions ever, and the presentation of it. It's awesome.
Oh, and okay. What is it, Joe? I think
she said the best line in the song, but when you call in, you have to sing it.
Oh boy.
That might be Monday at the Sure Best Line Song. Henry, I think we can. You have to sing it.
Totally, yeah. I'd love to hear the singing voices of the audience.
All right. I'm marking that down.
She said if you don't sing it, you're out.
Yeah.
You got to sing it.
That's a good one. Joe, who's yours? What do you have?
Mine is, and we felt an obligation to all these liberals whenever they ask for, where's your proof? We used to run to this logo, and I stopped doing it because they don't need – they got to do their own homework, and it's the Google logo.
Absolutely. That is a classic. Thank you, Joe. Coming up, Jeff Van Drew. We have to catch up with him on any number of things. And then Linda Kearns at 2:30 on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.